every once in a while, we get one of these epic quitting situations where somebody just quits their job in the most epic way and it goes viral. And sometimes people are like, you know, it's going to ruin you for your next job. The way this girl quit her job at Walmart is epic and powerful. And I think, you know, she's not taking crap from anybody. And it sounds like she took a lot of crap for a long time and she's fed up with it. So she got on the intercom and here's what she did.
Attention, all Walmart shoppers, associates, and managers. My name is Shauna from Cap 2, and I just want to come on here and say Henry is a racist, stinky prick.
Whoa.
Giovanna is racist. Elias is a prick of a manager. This company fires black associates for no reason. This company treats their employees like shit, especially Cap 2, and Jimmy from Sporting Goods, Joseph the cashier, Larry from Garden Center.
Yeah.
You're all perverts. And I hope you don't talk to your daughters the way you talk to me.
Nice. Good
Shout
going, girl.
Daniel.
Let him have it.
I love you for getting me this job a year ago when I needed it most. Fuck managers, fuck this company, fuck this position, and fuck that big lazy bitch, Chris Price. I fucking quit.
Mic drop. Literally mic drop.
Fuck this place.
And imagine, like, you're like, I'm just here to buy Pampers.
Yeah. By the way, where's the shampoo? Is it over here? Okay. Listen, it might be a sale.
Yeah, my coupon's expired. Let's hear what she has to say.
Right. Oh, that's not good, because then she put that on her Twitter page. She's going to be forever known as that girl, and now she's going to try to go out and get another job. That's not going to be good.
No, well, here's the thing. Usually it does work against you. People are like, well, that's how you quit. We're not going to hire you, you know, especially now during a pandemic. But she quit for good reasons. I mean, she was treated badly. It was calling out racism and sexism and misogyny. So I think, look, if that's how you're going to do it, that's how you're going to do it. I think this is the kind of thing that starts that sort of investigation. Like, it felt very Norma Rae. You ever see that movie? It felt very like up on a soapbox and being like, we're not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. But she could have said that in a letter and put the letter in everybody's mailbox at work.
Yawn. Much better to do it over the intercom.
You can't say things like that over the intercom when there's the public in the store and kids, and that's not cool.
No, they need to know. They need to know that that's how their employees are being treated. They need to know that.
They don't need
Walmart,
to hear that.
Walmart's
going to
respond. You're going to see. Heads are going to roll at that place.
Okay. They might, but she's never going to get a job ever, because if I look her up, I said before, the minute I get a resume in, I check the internet. And if that pops up, sorry.
Yeah, but that's you. You don't realize, like, she's kind of like, it's iconic now in that generation. Like, if some, like, younger millennial or older Gen Z-er is doing the hiring, they want her. Like, they want someone like her who's not going to take any crap and who's going to oversee to make sure the company is not suborning any kind of racism or misogyny. Like, they don't, you know, listen, a lot of these managers, you've worked in places, you don't know what people are doing and what they're saying privately to each other unless some employee tells you.
Mm-hmm. But you know, don't go on the intercom in front of hundreds of people saying the F word.
Call them out.
No, I don't agree with that at all. Then you go to HR. You don't get on the intercom spewing the F word in a public place like that. You can't.
Well, I think saying the F word, yeah, I mean, there are probably kids in the store. It's Walmart. There's always kids there. So that was probably inappropriate.
The 2-year-old with the grandmother doesn't need to be hearing that. And they can't do anything because you were treated badly. They're there buying diapers, like you said. You know, I'm just here to buy a diaper and leave. I don't need to hear your problems. Call HR. That's
their problem. Who's buying the diaper? The old lady? She's buying Depends? Are they all buying diapers?
Okay.
She's buying diapers for the grandchild and for herself.
If she can't call HR and complain to other people, then she can get on the intercom and complain.
It's more of an impact. It's much more of an impact like that, and it makes it sends a stronger message to the company. They need to clean their stuff up. You know, if she sent a letter, they wouldn't do anything about it. They'd be like, ah, disgruntled employee, that's that, and they wouldn't even care. Mm. And we'd never hear about it, and Walmart would do nothing about it. If she does it in an epic way like this, and it goes viral, they can't ignore it, you know? So I think she obviously felt like that was the only way to handle it. It was immature, but, you know, very powerful.